Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show. Zach Taylor. Now is our time for our visit with head coach Eric Ezar. And coach, another close game, 35-28 over Lake Creek last week. But you got to be happy with the win no matter what, right?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, anytime you get a win, you're happy. You know, it's kind of those things, you're ahead 21-0 at halftime. So you kind of think, hey, we're going to really put it on them. And they return a kickoff and they get right back in the game. And, you know, that's just part of the deal. You know, we've had to have some comebacks this year. And this one we had to kind of hold on.
Mm-hmm. So much of it in sports, and I think especially in football, is momentum. And it seems like you can tell when the momentum starts to shift. But, I mean, your guys did a really good job after that momentum started going Lake Creek's way to kind of get it back.
Well, you know, it was one of those things, too, where, you know, they returned that kickoff and the momentum definitely, you know, swung to their favor. And then we were able to drive down and get another touchdown. So every time they got momentum, we were able to have a good drive. And that's always important, to drive down and score and kind of take the momentum back. So I think the kids did a great job of that.
And we were talking about there was a lot of laundry on the field throughout the night on both sides. But you guys, 12 penalties, 143 yards. I mean, anytime you get a penalty, that's rough. But especially 12, that's pretty hard to overcome.
Well, yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's one of those things you look at as a coach and, you know, you want to go back and you want to try to fix all the things that, you know, maybe you did wrong. But, I mean, you know, statistically, we haven't had anywhere close to those kind of penalties, you know, the whole year. So then you go look at film and, you know, how close were those really penalties? And, you know, we were, you know, I hate to say on the radio we were upset with the crew, but, you know, just, you know, we haven't had those kind of penalties all year.
Right.
You know, if it was a game by game, we're having 12 penalties, well, there's something wrong with what we're doing as coaches and players that we've got to fix. But it was just, I don't know, it was just a lot of strange calls, let's say that.
Yeah, but just being able to overcome that adversity too, I mean, that says a lot about your team that you guys were able to play through that.
Well, you know, they did a good job of, you know, we overcame a lot of, you know, first and 20s and second and 15s. And I think that's big. I think, you know, it helps, you know, our passing game is pretty strong and we're able to do that because we can, you know, we can run or pass. And I think we were able to control the clock and run the clock with our running game. But, you know, we were able to make some big throws and catches when we needed to.
I think any coach is going to tell you depth without question is important. You guys at times with depth being an issue, having to deal with injuries, guys being out, it's another thing of adversity that you guys are able to overcome, and you've been able to do a pretty good job of it so far.
Well, you know, I think so. And you know, again, you know, we've been playing this year with a lot of sophomore kids. And so even this year, we're having some injuries. And so we've had to move up some kids from the JV who've had to step up who are younger. And you know, heck, we want to make the playoffs, and we're taking it one game at a time. We want to beat Cleveland. Hopefully we can knock off A&M Consolidated or Huntsville. But, you know, also sometimes you're looking toward the future of those young guys and them having a chance to get some reps and, you know, and really making you better in the future, because you can't do anything to replace a varsity rep. I mean, you know, we had some sophomores starting early in the year. The first two or three games, they were a little shaky just for the fact that first time on varsity. So, you know, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, when you get people hurt, you're upset. But in the same thing, you get some young guys who, you know, it's next man up.
And Coach, the Cleveland Indians this week, you're heading on the road. First, let's talk about the road trip. I mean, this without a doubt is the longest one you guys have had of the year. Anything special that goes into that? Obviously, the schedule changes a little bit.
Well, you know, we got to kind of try it out with Katie Pitot, you know, about 2 weeks ago. This is a little bit longer. We're going to last time we stopped at Bridgeland High School, fed them at Luby's. We're going to kind of do the same thing, except we're going to go to Willis, stop in Willis, and feed them at Luby's on the way, kind of go down 105 and get them out of the bus, get their legs kind of stretched out so it's not, you know, kind of half the trip up a little bit. So we were pretty, you know, we felt pretty good with the Pitot trip as far as, you know, the logistics of it and stuff. So we're going to try to do the same thing. We did the same thing. We went to Montgomery, actually stopped in Navasota. Of course, it wasn't
really
very long,
yeah.
But you know, it just gets our kids a chance to get out of the bus and be sure we get some food in them for the game.
With that being said, I mean, going on the road, anytime you go on the road, I think it's big, but especially down the stretch, making sure that everybody's still kind of on top of things despite that long bus ride.
Right. No, exactly. And just kind of being sure their kid, you know, this is, you know, I tried to tell the kids last night at practice, there were some kids who had played here before that were down on the other field. They were just kind of playing, tossing the ball. And you know, the thing about high school football is there's such a finality about it. Like, you know, when you're a senior and it's over, I mean, it's over. It's not like softball or baseball where you can go play some softball or golf where you can, you know, be in your 50s and play golf. You know, for a lot of these seniors, when they take the pads off, it'll be finality. It'll be the last time they'll ever play football. And so, you know, we were kind of talking to them about, hey, look at those guys down there. I mean, they would give $1 million to be in your shoes to come and practice or come play a game. So, you know, I just talked to them about, you know, you have a chance to have a little road trip, be with your buddies, buddies, you know, get to ride a charter bus, get to go get a good meal, and get to play Friday Night Football. I mean, how much better does it get? And just talking to them about, hey, you know, you got a chance, just soak it all up and enjoy it and have fun, because, you know, football season's fleeting. You know, hopefully we can go beat an A&M Consolidated or Huntsville in the end. We got to beat Cleveland first. But, you know, to go out there and enjoy it and have fun.
Cleveland 0-7 on the year, and you know that they're just itching for a win. And every week, I think that makes them a dangerous team.
Right. No, they do, and they've got some good athletes. I mean, if you look, I mean, on paper, athletically, they're probably more athletic than Lake Creek. You know, when you look at them, they've got some kids who can go. They just kind of have been bit by the loser bug as far as fumbles and turnovers and penalties and all those kinds of things that happen. But they do scare you because they do have some athletic ability, and you kind of, as a coach, you always worry about, you know, you watch them on film and go, man, if they ever put it together with the athletes they have, they would be scary. So that's always the fear you have, and that your kid's taking it, you know, a little lightly going in.
Well, that's another thing I wanted to ask you. I mean, have you addressed that with the guys, saying, look, this might be an 0-7 team, but we got to make sure we don't overlook them?
No, yes. You know, last year I think it was like 10-7 at halftime. I mean, it was a close game at halftime, and you know, we've got some kids who are injured that are out, so we have some young kids playing, so that's definitely a concern about, you know, being sure we could stop their run game and that kind of stuff, and, you know, because that, if they can control the run, you know, they control the ball, you know, and then our offense can't get on the field. So, yeah, we've definitely talked about that.
Offensively, I mean, you just talked about their run game, but passing game and overall, what do you see from them offensively?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to tell on film. 13, their quarterback, has been, I mean, he's one of the, I think he's in the top maybe 8 in rushing in the district. So he's a kid who can, you know, run the zone read and pull it down and take off and get a lot of yards. It looked like he got hurt in the video against Montgomery. I don't know. And then their second string quarterback was kind of limping. So, you know, I think that's another thing that's kind of scary is, you know, they've kind of been in 3 or 4 offenses this season, from spread to kind of a split T, you know, or slot T offense. And so, you know, as a defensive coordinator, you really have no idea what you're fixing to see. So, I mean, that's a little scary.
And defensively from them, I mean, I'm sure they have athletes that play on both sides of the ball, much like you guys do, but what do you see from them defensively?
Well, you know, they got a kid number 4 who plays safety who, I mean, you know, I'd take in a second. He's a good-looking kid. I mean, they've got some good-looking players. You know, just them being in the right spots all the time, you know, is that they're kind of, you know, and that's, you know, you look at Lake Creek, I mean, they were very disciplined. You knew where they were going to be. And so when you're coaching against them, you know exactly what coverages they are. You know the weaknesses. And these guys, you know, you think you know what coverage they're in, but sometimes they do different stuff that's not, you know. Yeah. And so that there's just that kind of hesitation of, okay, where are they going to be? Are they going to do something wrong? But you think, you know, you teach your kids certain coverages is where the ball goes, you know, and it's a little bit, you know, more unconventional to say that.
Kind of a wild card. Hopefully that is not a problem tonight against the Rudder Rangers, against the Cleveland Indians. Coach, as always, thank you for your time and good luck this evening. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Andre and I will get you set with the starting lineups. Again, you're listening to Rudder Ranger Football on KAGC 97.3 FM.